The Federal Reserve published its Beige Book, which predicts modest growth based upon the continuing loss of jobs, new claims, particularly with large employers, which we have talked about before, like Coke, etc., the continuing level of unemployed individuals at nearly 2 million, and the general slow growth of the economy. They also express fears of a resurgence of the coronavirus and what impact that would have on the economy as well. Again, as I noted last week, the stock market soars, even with a few bumps. Go figure. The debt has now exceeded GDP, so that we have debt in excess of $20 trillion. It's hard to discern what policymakers think of that and whether or not they see it as either a short-term or a long-term issue. Again, most countries in the world are suffering the same problem. Maybe not to the same degree. I sense a little less angst. The aluminum tariffs are having an interesting, if unintended, consequence. It appears the cost of making beer cans is going up by at least 10% by some estimates. I assume that also applies to soda, but the article I read focused on beer cans, obviously because that's a staple for many. Mr. Trump has ignored the complaints of breweries, but I wonder how he'll respond when his supporters complain. A recent article by Liz Hoffman in the Wall Street Journal identified what she believes are factors driving the stock market, which has been somewhat of a mystery to me as I've watched the process go on since February. Ms. Hoffman indicates two factors. One, the huge need for cash by virus-hit companies, and the Federal Reserve's flooding the system with money, which props up market prices and nudges investors into riskier territory. This is the first cogent explanation that I've heard for the surge in the stock market, given what's going on in the rest of the economy, with millions of people out of work, the resurgence of COVID, and many large companies downsizing. The downsizing may be the reality setting in that many companies need fewer workers. Not good news for the long term. There was also a comparison made in the article to the NBA bubble by Yusuf Abbasi, a strategist at investment bank StoneX Group, Inc., in which he asserted that the bubble was created for the market by the Fed's activities, and that creates the disconnect between the economy and the market. News reports over the past week or so indicate that the English government is now prepared to exit Brexit without a deal, as it appears negotiations between the EU and England have broken down. There is little reporting devoted to this, I assume, because the number of ups and downs that have occurred in this process. Mr. Johnson, to add to the fury, supported legislation in Parliament to let the British walk away from a key part of the deal involving the border between Ireland and Ulster. The EU was furious. This is only interesting to me because it is the first report I've seen on Brexit in months, and the British chief negotiator decided to again make the statement that Britain would leave without a deal, and the Irish border issue, of course. The consequences of this, as everyone knows, are significant. When you compound the Brexit situation with COVID, it becomes a little more complicated, and that picture is not clear to me. A recent report indicated that masks may provide an added benefit that comes as a surprise to scientists. Masks are not foolproof, as we know, and apparently there is at least some scientific evidence that with a mask on, you are receiving exposure to the virus, which in many cases may not be enough to give you significant symptoms, but may help you to create immunity. This is another example of the evolving science surrounding COVID-19. Is it possible to develop herd immunity utilizing masks? And I trust the irony is not lost on you. A couple of thoughts to end on. POTUS admits to Bob Woodward, it's on tape, that he knew early on it was contagious and deadly, yet he continued to call it a hoax. POTUS denigrates service members as losers and suckers. The beat goes on.